Welcome to the Parenting Teen Solutions podcast, where we parent teens with purpose. In this podcast, we explore practical strategies and insightful discussions to help parents navigate the journey of raising their teenagers with intentionality and purpose. I'm your host, Fina Chichi, and I am so thrilled to join you on this journey as we do this journey really together. As parents of teenagers, we understand the unique joys and challenges that comes with this pivotal stage of parenthood. From guiding our teens through academic pressures to navigating the complexities of their social relationships and supporting their journey of self-discovery, there is no shortage of topics to explore. Each episode will dive into a range of topics from fostering healthy communication and building resilience to navigating technology and cultivating a strong sense of purpose in our teens. Along the way, we'll be joined by experts, fellow parents, and even teenagers themselves to gain a diverse perspective and insights into this journey. So whether you're seeking practical tips, heartfelt stories, or simply reassurance that you're not alone on this journey, the Parenting Teens with Purpose is here to support you all the way. So grab your favorite beverage, you know, make yourself comfortable, or if you're driving in a car, just relax with us. Welcome again to the Parenting Teens Solutions podcast, where we parent with our teens with purpose. Because raising teens isn't just about getting through it. It's about doing it with purpose. Welcome. Your relationship with your child is the foundation of their world. When it's strong and supportive, they can weather any storm. When it's shaky or absent, they struggle to find their way. Nurture that connection and you'll see it bloom into something beautiful. I love this quote. You and I know that the parent-teen relationship is very unique. And it requires, to be honest, a lot of patience, understanding, and mutual respect. I think sometimes that mutual respect, understanding, and patience is sometimes lacking in many parents. And I tell you something. When we start to cultivate more patience and more understanding and that mutual respect, our teenagers start to come along with us on this journey. They start to trust our guidance more on this journey. You know, as teenagers, they're navigating this complexity of different factors, their identity formation, their independence, what they're going to be in life, who they're going to be in life. They're asking themselves all these questions. And our supportive and nurturing relationship with them serves as this crucial foundation for their emotional and psychological well-being. I know we do focus a lot on their academics, what they're doing in school, their grades and all of that, but we now need to start paying more attention to their emotional and psychological well-being. Because if that's not taken care of, if that's not nurtured, then they end up making a lot of wrong choices. Let me share 5 ways in this episode of how we can actually nurture this relationship. Because this relationship, we need to be more intentional about the parent-teen relationship. Our teenagers have many voices to contend with. And if our relationship is not secure, if our relationship is not intentionally nurtured, then their ears go back to the outside world. They listen more to what social media has got to say. They listen to more to what their peers have got to say. They don't trust us enough because we haven't built the relationship or we haven't continued to nurture the relationship. So you can have a great relationship with your child then before their teen years. But in their teen years, you need to keep re-nurturing that relationship now as it evolved from parent-child relationship to parent-teen relationship, okay? So I'm going to share 5 ways that we can nurture this relationship. Number one is open communication. And I tell you something, amazing parents. Sometimes this can be very difficult to do because we weren't modeled. Many of us weren't modeled this open communication. Many of us didn't feel free to speak to our parents. And I know I'm kind of generalizing it, but many parents didn't have that open communication with their own parents. So it's quite of a difficult skill to then bring into their today parenting. Open communication just allows you to, or allows them to feel comfortable sharing their thoughts, their feelings, and their concerns with you. They're not scared of you passing judgment on them. They're not scared of you criticizing them. They just feel free to actually share their concerns with you. That's what an open communication is all about. The second way that we can nurture this relationship is actually respect their independence. You know, as our teenagers are growing, they are seeking for more autonomy and independence. And that comes with the territory of being a teenager. And so we shouldn't, as parents, be threatened by it. We shouldn't, as parents, take it personal. We should actually learn to respect their independence. Of course, you guide them as they're doing it, but the more our children have the opportunities to make decisions and take responsibilities for their actions, the more we allow them to actually develop in their confidence and self-reliance. And that's what we all want as parents. We don't want to be holding our teenagers' hands all the way in everything they do. We want them to start taking ownership and, you know, being responsible for things and making their decisions. You know, that's the whole aim of parenting our children, is to nurture them and grow them in a way that they're able to launch out into adulthood independently and not having to rely on us in adulthood. The third way that we can nurture this relationship is by spending quality time together. And when I talk about quality time with teenagers, it's not about the quantity of time. It's more about the quality of the time. And the quality of the time means that you're making very meaningful interactions. You're not correcting them and criticizing them in that moment. You're just having pure quality time where you're spending time with them, either conversing over dinner, spending quality time with them, maybe taking a walk. I do a lot of taking walks with my daughter, and that really does help because sometimes we may not say much, but it's just that walking together and then listening to her share her concerns about school that day or what she's worried about or what she's concerned about. And I use those opportunities as a great way to really actively listen to her. And those are what counts as quality time. Quality time is not about what we want them to do, is what they want to do, how we can spend time with them and be interested in what they're interested in. Those are the kind of things that qualify as quality time. So having scheduling quality time together with our teenagers helps us to nurture that relationship. We also, the fourth way that we can nurture the relationship is set clear boundaries. You know, teenagers like to understand what we expect and the consequences openly. It's very unfair on them when we just come up with a new rule every now and then. Oh, they didn't do something. Okay, so because you didn't do something, you're gonna get this. I'm gonna take your phone. I'm gonna do this. We just bring up consequences randomly. It's not clear. They're not expecting it. It's not being agreed. Those are the kind of things that can set them to be quite angry and upset and resentful. So it's so important that we set clear boundaries and together. I always talk about moving from control to collaboration. In setting boundaries, collaborate with our teenagers as we set these boundaries. What kind of time are you guys thinking of that we should switch off? What, get them involved. Let them be part of that decision making. That's the only way they can comply willingly with that and actually gain from those clear boundaries. And it's also important to make teenagers understand, let teenagers understand that these boundaries, they shift with time, they shift with age, they shift with when they take more responsibility. The rewards of owning more responsibilities, we allow boundaries, you know, we start to kind of let go of boundaries the more that our teenagers really take on their responsibilities. So they need to know that in advance as well. Okay. And then the fifth way that we can nurture this relationship is by showing empathy and support. We've got to show empathy and support our teenagers' experiences. Acknowledge their feelings and validate their emotions when they come to you and share with you how they're feeling about things. offering them this kind of unconditional love and support during those challenging times is what actually builds resilience in our children and strengthens your connection with them. So these five ways that I've mentioned are ways that we can start nurturing our relationship with them. And if you haven't started, there's no harm in getting started now. I love that quote that says, you don't have to be great to get started, but you must get started to be great. So do you need to start open communication? Do you need to start respecting their independence? Do you need to start spending quality time together? Do you need to start setting clear boundaries? Do you need to start showing empathy and support? There is no time like now to get started so that that relationship is nurtured, that relationship is that grows, and our children can have that foundation that they need to navigate all the complexities of the adolescent journey. I trust that this helps. Let me know in the chat box. Let me know what you are going to start doing amongst these five things that we've shared about. Let me know what you want to do more of, or what you even want to start in the first place. Okay? I'll talk to you soon. You take care, amazing parents. You're doing a great, great job. I'm so proud of you, and I'm rooting for you all the way. Take care. Fina Chichi. So that's all for today's episode of Parenting Teens with Poppers. We hope you found this discussion insightful and empowering. Remember, parenting teens is a journey, and we're here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to stay connected, be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Parenting Teens Solutions. There you'll find even more resources, tips, and community support to help you navigate the challenges and also celebrate the joys of raising teenagers with purpose. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out with your questions, comments, or suggestions for further episodes. Your feedback helps us create content that resonates with you and meets your needs as a parent of a teenager. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, remember, you're not alone. And together, we can raise confident, resilient, and purpose-driven teens. You take care, and God bless you.